Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 65 degrees in our damp backyard. Can we get this rain out of here and get a nice weather weekend, please? Thank you. Tom and Laura in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. I'm feeling kind of Friday today. How about you guys? I'm feeling kind of slap happy. What does that mean anyway? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. This is where we're at on a Friday, you know?
Slap happy.
Oh, I'm going slap happy. Somebody slap. There's a slap for you.
Yo.
Slap, slap, slap.
If you're happy and you know it,
slap your face.
Face? I will slap your face so super hard.
Calm down.
How do you like that, mister? Slap yourself with your own face?
That is a real slap in the face.
Enough chit-chat.
It's showtime.
It is showtime. No matter what slap happy means, let's all just be happy. Can we be happy for once? On a Friday, coming up, a chance for you to win free groceries from Giant Market. If you want to be our choice reward listener of the day, yeah, you do. What else is coming up? Maybe I'll think out loud and try to keep that happy. Nowadays, it's just too hard.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
But we will head into a Friday together anyway. Tom, here in Sunbury, Laura in Elysburg, on the radio. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm right on the edge of the weekend, no doubt about it. I want to make you a winner right now, right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We are looking for our Giant Market Choice Reward listener of the day. Right now, toll free on the Ford Fun Line. We'll take caller 4. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Hey, who's this? This is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
Elysburg.
What's going on today, Sharon? You sound a little sleepy. It's Friday. Come on, wake up. Let's party. Come on, let's party, Sharon. Come on.
I'm a little raspy.
There you go. I'll give you a chance to party at your local Giant Market. You are our choice reward listener of the day, Sharon.
Wow, yay.
Yay is right. You got yourself a $50 gift card. And right now, Giant Market is offering Choice Rewards, a bigger, better rewards program where you choose where you want to use your points. So choose them the way you want to with Giant, all right?
All right.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV. Yesterday, we talked about this, the butcher in upstate New York who has come up with a new meat vending machine.
A butcher shop in New York recently installed a new vending machine that offers ground beef. And if you think that's gross, this one has raisinettes.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in a dimly lit Sunbury studio. Week 10 of a skeleton crew. Laura's on standby in her kitchen in Elysburg. We'll check with Laura coming up in just a bit. On the way, Mark's got the news. Rob, the Sports Center, with the latest in sports. And Steve has got a beautiful weekend, AccuWeather-wise. Yesterday at about 6:15, I did something on the radio I hadn't done in years. I did a feature that I call Thinking Out Loud. I used to do it years ago, decades ago. And people actually liked it. And so I did it for the first time, and I got great response from you people, so thank you for that. I can't guarantee you I will bring it to you every day unless we get a big fat sponsor on it or something. Perhaps maybe I'll do that. But yesterday I talked about how we have to stop stupid. All right, stupidity has to stop, and there's so much of it going on, and we are no longer a United States. We are divided states. And I kind of went on the rant there, and then I always wrap it up with, what do I know? I'm just Tom Morgan thinking out loud. Now, like I said, I'm not going to do it every day, but sometimes this stupidity thing becomes a theme. I may have hinted around yesterday that we should stop watching network television news because most of it is production and opinion. And I don't know. I talked to my mom last night. I call my mom every Thursday night, God bless her. 83 years old, living alone in Wilkes-Barre, which is a hot mess right now. And she's deathly afraid of stuff she's seeing on the network news because it's not necessarily the truth what you're looking at. She was watching a split screen with the president talking on one side and rioting on the other. And she actually said there was rioting on the White House lawn. Like, they're right there in the Rose Garden rioting and police were pushing them back. I was like, Mom, no, that's not what was happening. So I think, you know, you have to be very careful, especially our elderly. They, you know, watch what they're watching. Just like you would do with your kids. Make sure your elderly mom or dad is not watching the news because it's confusing anymore. It used to be the news. It used to be the truth. When I first entered broadcasting, it was. You spoke the truth. You respected news. Nowadays, television? I just don't think so. Last night on Fox News, a reporter actually was trying to make fun of the New York City mayor, Bill de Blasio, because he was talking about the song Imagine by John Lennon. So this Fox News reporter, like, I don't know, just listen to what he said.
He wants you to hum Imagine by John Lennon. He wants us to imagine. John Lennon wouldn't be safe in this city right now. He'd be hiding in his apartment.
Hey, moron. John Lennon was killed outside his apartment in New York City by a psycho 40 years ago. What are you talking about? Shut up. There you go. We need to stop the stupidity. We need to stop the stupidity on network news.
He wants us to imagine. John Lennon wouldn't be safe in this city right now. He'd be hiding in his apartment.
Google it, you moron. Is it just me or is she playing Pac-Man? Not sure. 644. Have we checked with the married couple in a while? I don't think we have. All through this pandemic, we've been zooming in on a home. I think it's in Treverton. I'm not sure, but at any rate, here's the latest installment.
And now today's episode of...
Yeah, The Married Couple.
The Married Couple.
What's up, peeps?
You know what I don't miss during this time of working from home?
What's that?
Stan's bad breath. You always had to have 6 feet social distancing with that guy.
Oh, yeah. And I got to miss going to your sister's birthday party last week. And I got to avoid an endless conversation with her dumb husband.
Well, there is that.
He's like Fred Flintstone.
What?
But with Barney Rubble's brain.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Quarantine got us out of that.
Yep.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that. It forced us to be antisocial without being antisocial.
There it is.
Yeah.
Huh.
Want some more wine?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
A nice finish on a Friday. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. What do I do with all this love that's running through my veins for you? Obviously, you don't think I'm talking about you, so I'm okay. News is coming up next. We'll check with Mark. And the news, Rob Center's got the sports. What's going on with sports? It looks like it's starting to start, at least. Is that a phrase, starting to start? Except for baseball. AccuWeather, a little iffy today, but tomorrow and Sunday look real good. My partner, Laura, what would I do? What would I do without you?
You would have to post on social media by yourself.
Oh, I cannot handle that stuff. You are my guru, okay? I think most of it's ridiculous, and when I do have a good idea, I can't figure it out anyway. So that's why I have Laura.
I got you, boo.
Thank you, my girl.
I got you, boo.
Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up week 10 in quarantine, and Flashback Friday is next, so get your requests in. Let's party, okay? Let's party. Within
Are
reason.
We going to hear from the Hookies this morning?
I certainly
hope so.
I say, you know, and hopefully they'll be opening next week. That hasn't been confirmed, but I have a good feeling old Governor Tommy Tom is going to say, Northumberland County, you're okay. You're good for next Friday. And then we're going to just explode.
I think Columbia County will go first and Northumberland County will follow second.
Does Columbia County go today? I don't even know. I don't know.
They haven't made an announcement.
Ah, okay.
Logically, that would be part of the announcement that occurs at noon or mm-hmm. later on this afternoon.
All right. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. In the meantime, Snyder and Montour counties moved up a notch last week, and Montour mm-hmm. County is flat on coronavirus cases. Snyder County spiked. ooh, you people in Snyder County, behave, wear your masks, social distance. You know, I have a feeling, Laura, that we're coming out of this and everybody's getting a little bit too excited about it. Take your time.
Yeah, the thing that I keep reminding folks in my circle is that green does not mean go, even though we want it to.
Yeah, because right? We grew up with the
traffic
lights.
Apparently there's a gray phase. Apparently there's a gray phase.
Mm-hmm.
That's the all clear phase. Green still means that stuff is operating at 50% capacity, less than 250 people in a gathering. You still have to wear your mask. You still have to social distance.
Okay.
You know? All right, it is what it is.
So we're going to put 249 people around your fire pit tonight? Does that sound good?
No.
I just heard a cat say no.
The cat's saying no. Tyrone, what do you have to say?
I have a feeling, though, we're coming out of this because things are already starting to get goofy. In Miami, drive-through Botox.
Real quick. It's real convenient. It's like, you know, boom, boom, Botox. The areas that we inject Botox are the upper face, exactly the parts of the face that aren't covered by the mask.
Boom, boom, Botox.
I love it. Sign me up.
And they're going to shoot you in the parts of the face that aren't, like, covered by the mask.
Oh, my gosh.
News is next. Founding member Robert Lamb wrote the song months ago. And with the current turmoil in the country, Chicago is rushed to release the song today. It's called Everything's Going to Work Out Fine. Pretty cool. Very cool.
I like it.
Yeah. Robert Lamb teamed up with Jim Petterick from Survivor to write the song, and new Chicago lead singer Neil Donnell is actually singing it with Petterick in the background, and of course Robert Lamb there as well. It's called, again, Everything's Gonna Work Out Fine. It's available today to download if you wish. Big uplifting song. And Robert Lamb says, he likes that feel-good stuff and getting up in the morning and listening to the radio.
Like most of you, I wake up in the morning and turn on the radio to try to find the latest news and try to find some music to chill out with. Music is a distinctly human trait, and it may help us to avoid squabbling now while the human race is struggling to survive. I believe there are better days ahead, and I hope to see you then.
Oh, my. Perfect.
Bravo.
Way to go, Robert Lamb. Let's turn it around. And start acting today and everything will be fine. Right, Laura?
I like that a lot. Oh, my gosh. And it all goes together, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Flashback Friday.
You know, we all need to be together. So good.
Keep the requests coming on Facebook, on the Ford Fun Line, or, of course, Text Club. We got more coming up. Flashback Friday.
Right here with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
94KX. Flashback Friday. Your requests. With Tom and Laura in the morning and late night TV going to Vegas.
In Las Vegas, several hotel casinos are open for business. Going to a casino during a pandemic is that gray area between regular roulette and the Russian kind.
94KX Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. Do you believe in love?
Of course I do.
Oh, that was a rhetorical question, but yes, so do I.
Oh.
Of course. Of course I do.
Love conquers all.
Yes, love is the answer. Biter's Birthday Buddies.
Love.
Yeah, love is all you need. Biter's Birthday Buddies with a brand new winner coming up in just a bit. Musical birthdays. Was it a coincidence that we played Marky Mark? Mark Wahlberg is 49 today.
I love me some Marky Mark.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Feel it, feel it.
Feel the vibration.
There you go. R&B's Brian McKnight is 51. What happened to him? The guy had such a smooth voice. Loved
him.
He
really did.
Yeah.
Let's Google that one.
Here comes one you might not recognize the name until I shorten it. Kenny Gorlick is 64 tonight. Gorlick begins with a G. Kenny Gorlick.
Oh, Kenny G. Wow, that
there
was
tough. It is. Anybody want to play some Kenny G this morning on Flashback Friday so we could all take a nap? I don't think so.
I like Kenny G.
You're
opened for Whitney Houston.
Are you
when
the person?
I saw her in concert in Hershey.
Are you the person that likes Kenny G? Thank you.
I am that person.
I was looking
You're
for
welcome.
The name. Yes, I was at that show as well. Although we are years apart, I was at that show as well. And I was like, Kenny, get on with it so we could see Whitney, please. Thank you. Finally, one more musical birthday. This is my jam. And if we play one of these today on Flashback Friday, you're going to say, Tom, you did that on purpose. Freddie Stone. Oh, Freddie Stone is 73 from Sly and the Family Stone.
Anybody? I mean, if you want to play Sly and the Family Stone, go for it.
It's a family affair.
There it is.
One child grows up to be someone who loves to learn. Laura,
I'm just letting you go.
Oh,
Go for it. No, I'm just letting you go.
I was actually waiting for you to say, are you done yet?
No, nope, you do you. If you feel like singing a little bit more, go for it.
No, it's time for Biter's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Andrea Guffey. She's from Milton. She's 48 years old today.
Angie Strohecker from Herndon turns 51 today.
Anna Mack, when are you coming back? She's from Sunbury. She's 46.
I'm going to butcher this first name.
I'm kind of worried about
it,
too.
Is it Shied or Shied?
I think it might be Shied.
Warhatch?
Yeah.
Shied. I think it's Shied. Shied Warhatch is 30 today.
Beautiful name. I wish we knew how to say it. Daniel Walter of Richfield is 35 today.
Debbie Bach from Northumberland turns 54.
Jeffrey Snyder from Sealands Grove is 43 today.
Schaefer.
Oh, wait.
Jeffrey Schaefer.
Well, I was trying to disguise the name. Oh, we'll explain that later. Who else do we have? We have Heather Fikus from Northumberland. She's 26.
Kim Paltanavich turns 54 today.
Linda Swartz is 59 today. Happy birthday, Linda.
Lisa Bigger turns 52.
Happy birthday to Lisa Landis. She's from Paxtonville. She's 29.
Marianne Bellman from Elysburg turns 72 today.
All right. Nancy Wilson, who's also a singer in Heart. She's 56 years old.
Shauna Bainey from Winfield turns 45.
Tammy Freed from Penns Creek, 52.
Tanika Velati from Sealands Grove turns 35.
Wanda Stom is 64 today. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Yes.
Yes.
A special birthday to Alex Zimmerman from Richfield. That was sent to us earlier this week. Alex is 20 years old today.
Happy, happy birthday.
Okay,
are we
now
ready for our winner?
Yeah, I don't understand how you could have a birthday today and be a winner today. But I almost skipped over Jeff's name because I didn't want to say it twice. But hey, Jeffrey Schaefer, I just stumbled over your name. You're actually the winner of the Biter's Birthday Buddies for today. Weird.
That's right. Congrats, Jeffrey Schaefer, on your birthday. You got yourself $100 from Biter's. You can go shopping. They have all of the deals. Get yourself a new mattress or a couch or something nice.
Each and every morning at this time,
it's Biter's Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX and Flashback Friday. Is it good to go to Laura Good right now? Let's check.
Yes, I'm here. I've calmed down.
Okay, good. There is your Britney Spears from the Hookies in Northumberland, hoping
Thank
to
you.
Go green next Friday.
I have come to expect a little Britney from the Hookies, so they can never disappoint me now on a Flashback Friday.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm saying to Dave, you got a bullpen, buddy, because this your starting lineup is just getting weak. All right, come on. I'm just like, go to the bullpen, Dave. Pick
other
song.
They are allowed to. This is a thing between me
and
Dave and the rest of the Hookies.
Okay, all right.
And you know, the second they go green, I will be in there for a Hookies burger.
Oh, I have no argument there. I'll be sitting
with that sauce.
I'll be right alongside you, 6 feet away. I'll be right alongside you. There you go.
Well, I think if we go in together and it's parties like four or less.
Oh, you're talking about a table.
Together.
I thought we were sitting at the bar. Okay, a table.
No,
we're
at
good.
The bar you can be together as well. But I think it's like two people or less. I have to read the rules again. It's very confusing.
Get the governor on the phone now.
Thank yes, you. Yes, please. We'll I would like to speak with Governor Wolf.
All right. The
can
good
Tom
news.
And I go to the bar? This is the important question of this morning.
Yes, it is.
Together.
It's Friday. Let's do it. We usually do the good news at this time. Speaking of going to the bar or the restaurant, a waitress paid for a couple's dinner because they were a black couple.
When it was time for the check to come, she was like, it's there, but it's no rush. And I'm like, okay, cool. So he opened up the bill, and I could see on the back of it, it said something about Black lives.
Honestly, it was kind of a shocker, especially with everything going on now. So I kind of was just unprepared for it.
I read it, and literally, I ugly cried. Like, I was not expecting it. And she was like, you know, can I give you a hug? And I was like, of course, you do not have to ask. Give me a hug right now. Despite everything that's going on, I'm sorry. There are still good people out there. It doesn't matter what color you are. We are all the same deep down inside, and we all deserve to be treated equally.
Perfectly said.
That's wonderful.
And it happened, believe it or not, in Florida. Some good news from Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Elsewhere in good news, a soldier came home, and that's always a nice surprise when mom sees the soldier, even if it's not actually mom, just the person who raised the soldier.
That was amazing, right?
8 months overseas, a soldier returns home to the woman who raised him. Not his mom,
listen,
not his grandma.
Those cries of joy.
Isn't that amazing?
19-hour drive.
And there are also cries of joy when a healthcare worker comes home after not being home for over 9 weeks.
Mommy!
Mommy! Even the dog gets in on it. I can't listen to that without getting teary. That's
beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful and it's good news. 94KX, that song is so cheesy, it's fun. And that's what Flashback Friday is. I mean, did you ever really listen to the words?
Yes. I just sat here listening to them.
Let me ask you to your face, do you think you love me? I think I love me. Oh, boy.
So what am I so afraid of?
We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Do we have time? News is coming up next. Let's sneak off to Sealands Grove and his home theater with Movie Mike.
Theaters are still closed, so this week I'm going to recommend 3 brand new movies you can stream online. On Amazon Prime, I highly recommend The Vast of Night, a low-budget science fiction masterpiece about a radio DJ and a switchboard operator who investigate a mysterious signal humming through their tiny town during the 1950s. The movie is almost like a radio play because the suspense comes from dialogue, but it really works. This is one of my favorite films of the year. On Hulu, check out Military Wives, loosely based on a true story. It's about a group of women who form a chorus on a military base while their husbands are deployed. Kristen Scott Thomas plays one of the group's leaders. There's plenty of comedy and drama here, and it's a feel-good story that leaves you uplifted. Finally, Hulu also has Shirley, in which Elizabeth Moss plays the lottery author Shirley Jackson. The movie looks at her relationship with a female caretaker, brought in to keep an eye on her mental health issues while she works on a new story. Moss adds one more to her recent string of dynamic performances. Again, The Vast of Night is on Amazon Prime, Military Wives and Shirley are free to stream on Hulu, or you can rent them through other VOD services.
Thank you, Movie Mike. Have a good weekend. You are big on streaming movies and everything else, Laura. You think you're interested?
Yeah, there were a couple. Low-budget sci-fi films sounds right up my husband's alley, so I'll probably write that one down and we can watch it this weekend.
How about the one about the radio announcer investigating weird sounds coming from outer space? Huh? Pretty cool, huh?
No. No.
No?
No, I'm good.
No, really? All right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. News is next. 94KX, that's dedicated to Laura's pets, who are going nuts because there's chipmunks on the patio again. You're going off the rails of the crazy train, aren't you?
What do you have to say, MacGyver? Is that chipmunk driving you nuts? What do you have to say? Oh, Murphy, you too.
Wait.
Oh, gosh.
Mark
Tell
Lawrence.
Us about that chipmunk.
Mark has a couple extra minutes. He could come out there with a gun if you want.
Oh, geez.
No.
I love the chipmunk.
Do you really?
We like our chippy lover friend.
Alvin!
We have some at our house. We'll trap him. We don't have enough, though. We'll trap and transfer hers and bring them here.
There you go. There you go. We'll bring them to Nori. Jumping off the rails of the crazy train for Laura's petting zoo.
I asked for that. I said that we were going off the rails, literally this morning.
So there you go.
But my chippy has a girlfriend. Did we mention that earlier this week?
Yeah, that you had one chipmunk. Now there are two.
There are two.
They are building a condo underneath my shrubbery. Great.
Bring me a shrubbery.
A shrubber.
Here's another Flashback Friday piece. We do remember the band Rat.
Yes. Sure.
Round and round.
That's the only song anyone knows by Rat.
I don't know any other song.
Exactly. Well, thanks to the Geico commercial, they're making a comeback.
The house is amazing. So much character.
Original crown molding. Walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem.
That commercial's hilarious.
At least Geico makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
We've all seen this on TV. Now, believe it or not, Laura, because of that TV commercial, Round and Round by Rat has jumped back on the charts.
Of course it has.
Bundling made easy.
We know the Geico commercial. Don't worry about it. It came back on, debuting at number 18 on Billboard's, Billboard's Top 20 Rock Digital Song Sales
No
chart.
Way.
Number 18.
Wow.
Congratulations to Rat.
94KX Flashback Friday.
You know, Laura, I'm just a love machine.
I'm sure you are.
Late Night TV came up with something clever last night, given the current situation. Jimmy Fallon has a new app.
Are you a white person about to buy some dumb crap online to distract yourself right now? Has it occurred to you that maybe you could donate that money instead? You can, thanks to, You Can Do Better, a new extension for Chrome that takes the money you were going to spend on useless crap you don't need and donates it to organizations fighting for racial justice. About to buy a canvas that says Live, Laugh, Love spelled out on seashells? You're gonna donate instead. Considering a moon crystal from your high school friend Caitlin's Facebook Marketplace page? You're gonna be donating instead. So next time your cousin Todd tries to buy a 98-pound jug of protein powder that physically cannot fit on any shelf and will sit on his kitchen floor for 3 years, we'll be sure to tell him, you can do better, Todd.
Flashback Friday, 94KX. Do you remember Adam and the Ants back in the 80s? Well, Adam went out on his own and he made fun of those who were goody-goody two shoes.
Adamant.
Hey, do nice guys finish last, Laura?
No. I think nice guys sometimes get lost in the middle of the pack, but eventually they come out on top.
That's a great positive way to spin that old cliche. Nice guys finish last. A new survey says only 25% of people truly believe that nice guys finish last. Only 25. That's pretty good.
Because I think if you do good deeds, eventually, like we always talk about, karma goes around, comes around. The more good you put out in the world, the more good you get back.
I agree. 38% say that's not true at all. And the rest of the percentage just aren't sure. Maybe that's given the time that we live in, right?
Yeah, it's pretty indicative of it, actually.
News is coming up next. Let's all be nice guys. And the word guy is not gender, right? Let's all be nice people today.
Oh, in central Pennsylvania, everyone knows that when you say, hey, you guys, or what's up, guys, or bye, guys, it means everybody.
Yes, it does, especially when the U changes to use. Use guys.
Yo, use guys.
There it is. 94KX, Flashback Friday, going back to the mid-90s with a band called Garbage.
Oh, my gosh. Shirley Manson
was
such a mood in the mid-90s.
Absolutely.
It's so funny. You think about indie rock and alternative rock, and they were from Wisconsin. So many amazing indie and alternative groups came out of the Midwest.
Yes. And I remember back in the mid-90s, the record rep for that band, Garbage, was so hot on that band. She did, her name was Bobby. She did everything but drive from New York City to kick my butt until I played the song. I
said, oh, no way.
I said, Bobby, I don't have any problem. This song's great. She was like, wait, what? Because she was getting so much, like you said, pushback from like indie rock. And I was like, no, man, I'm loving it. And 94KX was
that there. That debut album went like double platinum or something ridiculous. Seriously, like that, they were huge. 1995, I remember it like it was yesterday. And that was such a moment for me in like middle school and high school.
There it is. And all the cookie cutter radio stations ended up jumping on the bandwagon anyway. And 94KX was there first. Pretty cool. Hey,
do you remember the other song, Stupid Girl?
Oh, I actually like that even more. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's actually more my favorite off of their first album.
Well, anyway, let's save that for another Flashback Friday, all right?
Yes, please.
It's raining in Healysburg. It's not raining here, so Laura's only happy when it rains. I'm going to tie it all in. We got to start grilling outside like every single day. Can we have some nice weather, please?
Oh, geez, don't even bring that up. Is the husband listening?
Ooh.
He wants a new grill.
Oh, Father's Day is a-coming.
I mean, does he get a grill for Father's Day if we just have pets?
Well, I don't know. Wise Market has a sizzling summer sweepstakes coming your way on 94KX. It starts Monday. You could win a $20 gift card instantly, and then you qualify to win even bigger, so you could do your summer grilling with Wise Market. Not a bad idea, huh?
No, great idea. It starts on Monday. Hint, hint, listeners. You're going to want to make sure that you listen for that cue to call, because $100, that gets you a whole bunch of steaks to pop on the grill.
Yep, that's the grand prize, and we'll be drawing that when all of this is done. So win instantly and qualify to win even bigger.
Details, of course, are available at WQKX.com.
94KX wrapping up Flashback Friday. Who's afraid of the boogeyman? Nobody when it's KC and the Sunshine Band. Tom and Laura in the morning. Thanks for the calls and requests. And happy National Donut Day. Isn't that like around Lent?
No, apparently it's today. And not only are national chains giving away a free donut with a drink purchase, there are some local donut places that are doing that as well.
Wow. National Donut Day. Also, National Veggie Burger Day. And I wonder if anybody's giving this away free. It's National Moonshine Day.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Check your basement, Laura.
Listen, we don't talk about that on the radio.
Okay, never mind. National Eyewear Day is coming up this weekend. National Bubbly Day, in case you like champagne.
Ooh, I love me some champs.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Mimosas.
Ooh, yeah. National Drive-In Movie Day is tomorrow. Maybe take the kids to the movies. That would be nice. And also this weekend, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. And we wrap up on a somber note, National Cancer Survivor Day is Sunday. We always like to wrap up the show with the thought for the day.
And I have a good one, a little more positive than yesterday. Although, what's more positive than the Statue of Liberty?
I know. I absolutely enjoyed that yesterday, because we forget what is written on the tablet of Lady Liberty. And we certainly do forget to live that way. Yeah.
We do indeed. So today, I'm talking to all the brave souls out there.
Okay.
Because stuff has been a little heavy, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Anyway, brave soul, it's okay to rest your heavy heart. Pour it out into nature and watch it grow, a field of blue flowers, so that even on your bad days, you are reminded of your worth. You add value to this earth.
There you go. Everybody's got value, right?
Everyone has value.
Try to take that one into the weekend and have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, enjoy the sunshine. It's just around the corner later tomorrow.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday, right, Laura?
Of course we will. Bye, guys.
Bye.